you're not so much pinpointing their challenges all the time, but you're showing them what is possible in the desire. You're attracting them to a new possibility, and you're showing them the way, and you're showing them that they can get it done faster and easier than ever before.
Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon. If you found yourself here, it means you are ready to unleash the powerful visionary that lives inside you, turning you into an authentic leader who creates influence, impact, and change. Let's get started.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Influencer Podcast. Your host, Julie, here, and we are back for a fun two-part episode series. This is part two of the two-part episode series. So today we are talking about really the most recently and frequently asked questions that I have gotten from you, from the community. And what happened was, if you've listened to last week's episode, which is episode 383, it dropped last Wednesday, April 3rd. If you haven't listened to that one yet, go back and listen to that one, because it's the first part of today's episode. So you're going to want to mix them both together for the biggest, I think, takeaway possible. But what happened was, this episode, I intended it just to be one episode. And there was a lot of questions, and I just started flowing. I just started really diving in, deepening the concepts, giving you all so much that was coming, I think, through me and out of me with all of the beautiful, brilliant questions that this community had. So everything regarding growth, social media reach, content creation, offers, selling, all of the things. And that 30-minute episode of what I intended to be a 30-minute episode turned out to be over an hour. So I was like, you know what? I think we need to do a two-part here. That way you can listen to the first part, which was episode 383 that dropped last Wednesday, April 3rd, and like really retain that information, process it through, get it going. And then now we're back today, episode 384, for part two of that. So again, if you haven't listened to the first part yet, I do recommend listening to that. You don't necessarily have to listen to it first. You can go ahead and listen to today, but a lot of what I talked about in part one is going to be in service to you. It's going to complement what we're talking about today, and it's going to build upon what I'm talking about today. So you don't want to miss kind of the first nugget of this two-part series. So I just wanted to leave you with that. And with that, my friends, let's just get down to the goodness of this amazing Q&A. Okay, so next question, and this one's pretty big, so I'm going to try to be as succinct as I can. How important is niching down? Okay, so I think we first have to get clear on the definition of that, because I think a lot of people think it's one thing when it's not. So when I think about niching down, I'm not talking about, you know, pigeonholing yourself into like one category of content. That's not what I'm talking about, and I don't believe in that, and I'll share more about that in a moment. When I think about niching down, I think about really what it is that you specialize in. So there's two things. You've got a niche of people that you serve, and the way that you serve them is through what it is that you specialize in. And then you've got the content that you create for the people that you serve. So let's stop thinking about niching down in terms of like the content that you're actually talking about and creating. Okay, that's the first thing. Because when it comes to that, I don't believe that there's any need to pigeonhole yourself into just one content category. You can and should be able to post more than just one piece of content. And there's a lot more longevity and opportunity in creating a brand that has more than one content bucket incorporated in your overall content plan versus one. Hopefully that gives you some relief, like at least to just allow yourself to be creative and test. But then once you start to test, and once you start to look at the insights, and once you start to see the content that people are gravitating to, then it is absolutely important to make sure that you are honing and crafting your content to serve a certain group of people. So I'll give you an example. As an online educator, that my sole purpose, what I specialize in, is helping people become known. Like, I help people become known by building out their brands. I'm known for helping people become known. Like, so there's visibility there, there's brand strategy there, there's a lot there that I could create content-wise. But that's really what I specialize in, is brand growth and brand strategy and helping you stick out among the saturation and become known. Now,
that may sound general, but when you think about it, that's only for a niche of certain people, because I'm not doing that for bankers. I'm not doing that for real estate agents. I'm not doing that for accountants. I'm doing that for content creators, online coaches, and online entrepreneurs who have a product or service to sell. And that actually is a niche segment of people, because there's a lot more people out in the world that are not content creators, that are not online coaches, and that are not online entrepreneurs. And I don't serve any of those people. So that's my niche. That's the group of people that I serve. And then what I specialize in, I've shared. And then those two things there, it allows me to then go and have fun and create multiple pieces of content under multiple content buckets, right? I may be talking about inspiration and mindset. I may be talking about pitching. I may be talking about, you know, how to really build out a formula that helps you sell. I may be talking about your offers. I may be talking about who your ideal audience is and how you can attract them in. I may be talking about your messaging and your marketing, but it all falls under the umbrella of brand growth and brand strategy, specifically for content creators, influencers, online entrepreneurs, and online coaches. That's it. So I think, and for some of you, depending on where you're at in your journey, that in and of itself may be a lot. And that's why, again, I have an entire course. Like, I know it's a lot, and I know it's a lot to grasp, and I know it's a lot to wrap your heart and your mind around, which is why I created a course, because a course was necessary. A course was needed. There needed to be a methodology. There needed to be a roadmap. There needed to be a step-by-step. There needed to be modules that walked you through this so it could build upon one another. That's why the Brand Accelerator exists. So like, if it's feeling heavy, I get it. It's why I teach it. It's why I have courses around it. But just for today, I hope that it gives you some relief to know that you don't have to pigeonhole yourself to just one minutia of content. You can talk about a multitude of different things as long as what you're talking about serves your ideal audience, serves your ideal buyer, and it also reflects and goes back to what it is that you specialize in. And I think that's where people get kind of lost. So I hope that that helps. And again, if you want to deepen those concepts, you can just go to juliesolomon.net/TBA, get on the wait list for when we open again. Just popping in real quick to let you know about a new training that I have that gives you the 3 steps to grow your following and land 10K brand deals in just 30 days, especially if you have a small following and no more time for content creation. Now, this class is perfect for you if you are ready to really build out a clear and concise content strategy that helps you grow. If you're ready to grow your following by creating engaging content so you can attract the brands that are willing to pay you. If you're ready to land paid brand deals from the content that you're creating so you can diversify your revenue streams. And of course, make content creation and content strategy your full-time career so you can have more freedom in your work and flexibility in your schedule. Now, this class comes packed with a ton of strategies as well as some free bonuses that you will not want to miss. So head on over to pitchitperfect.net/masterclass to join. There are multiple times available so you can make any time work for you no matter where you are. Again, that's pitchitperfect.net/masterclass to get all the details. Okay, guys, just a couple more questions here. So this person said, I feel like the way that I'm creating content is off. You know, what I am sharing and saying is not resonating with the people I want it to resonate to. So I think this one's also a big one that comes up. And to me, this all goes back down to messaging. So messaging is how you speak to your dream client, okay? To your dream buyer. It's the copy and it's that you use in your content and in your marketing plan on things like social media, on your emails, on your sales page, in your bio, and so much more. So just imagine this for a hot minute. Let's say that someone sees your last Instagram reel and they think, oh my gosh, that is exactly how I feel. Like, how the heck did they know that that is how I feel? And then at lightning speed, she clicks the link in your bio to find the most dreamy solution right at her fingertips. And then she's in. And just like that,
your messaging has attracted the perfect person for what you offer. And this is why I talk a lot about attraction versus promotion. We are not here to be sleazy. We are not here to be slimy. We are not here to be salesy. We are not here to promote. We are here to attract. But even better, it's not just about attracting. Even better, when you do messaging in that way, when someone feels like, and I've had people say this to me, I don't know if you've ever gotten this too, but someone will say, I literally feel like Julie is in my brain. Like she says something and I'm like, how did she know that? I feel like she's in my brain. And it's because I'm so tapped in and tuned in to who my dream client is. And I know how to talk to her. Why? Because I used to be her. You're always serving a past version of yourself, I believe, always. And so, of course, I know how to speak to her. I am her. I'm just a little bit further along because I've done the work. I have the tools. I have the roadmap. And so now I'm just helping her get up here faster and easier than it took me. But I can speak to her so intimately because I know her, because I am her. And so that's what then turns that attracted buyer into an empowered buyer, one that is ready to take action, one that is ready to learn, one that is ready to buy from you. And there's no wishy-washy energy here. They're ready to take action. So how does this happen? How do you go from, I feel like I'm creating content and my dream client isn't connecting to it till like, oh my gosh, all of my coaching slots are full. Oh my gosh, like everyone's buying for me. Oh my gosh, I'm like out of product. Oh my gosh, I filled my membership up in 3 days. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. How does it happen? Clear messaging and attractive marketing. Again, it's about attraction over promotion. We have to create desire. See, we've been taught that constantly talking about pain and the pain points and the challenges are the only way to get the people in our world to take action. And that just is not true. Pain point marketing, challenge-focused marketing, that can take like 3 to 12 months for someone to become a buyer. And it's only because their pain was poked so much that they finally make a choice to change. But here is the difference that I use and that I teach my clients to use. The attraction-based marketing is actually positioned to collapse that purchasing time and to attract the people that are ready to buy today, because it's designed around the I'm done moment. It's designed around the I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm so tired of not having an answer to the solution. I'm so tired with being frustrated. I'm so tired of being overwhelmed. I'm so tired of not getting what I want. I'm done. And when you connect that with magnetic storytelling, game flipping over. That is how you get someone to like literally hand you their wallet. They're just like, take all my money, because you're not so much pinpointing their challenges all the time, but you're showing them what is possible in the desire. You're attracting them to a new possibility and you're showing them the way and you're showing them that they can get it done faster and easier than ever before. So again, guys, I don't mean to just like harp on this, but this is what I teach inside my containers. It's what I teach inside the Brand Accelerator. And it's also what I teach inside my higher level coaching container, where you get access to not only me and these strategies and how to do it, but my team, it actually applies it all for you. Like we don't just say like, here you go figure it out. Like we actually do it with you. And then we tweak, we fine tune, we do audits, we do reviews. It's a very high level experience. So you're not just siloed in the corner. And so it's really, really magical. I've got more to share with that to come here in the next like couple of weeks, because we're going to be opening up a new cohort here now in April. If you're interested in that, just DM me the word cohort and I can share more with you. If you're wanting like all the strategies that someone would get inside the Brand Accelerator, but then we take it to the next level because we're actually kind of, I don't want to say doing the work for you, but like
We're doing it with you. And that's why I brought my team in on it. That way you can have not just the brain and strategy, but like we're actually going to apply it with you. We're going to do the work with you. So it's kind of like me and my team become your team, if that makes sense. So great question on that one. Okay, just a couple of more. Someone asked, how do you stay up to date with the latest platform changes and apply that to your strategy? Love this question. So the apps and algorithms change every single day. So try not to get too caught up in that. Don't get lost in that. Instead, I want you to focus on simplifying your strategy so that you can actually stay consistent with it and not get overwhelmed by it. I just actually posted in the broadcast channel a simplified strategy that I do here on Instagram. And if there's ever a change or update that you absolutely need to know about and implement, go to my broadcast channel because I promise you I'll be one of the first people to mention it to you and I will give you that information inside the broadcast channel. So just go to there. If you go to my Instagram page, you'll see the broadcast channel up at the top. Just click that and you can join. Okay, next question. What's the best way to get paid partnerships, especially when your content is not in the health, beauty, or fitness or fashion space? Okay, great question. I think that not being in health, beauty, or fashion, or fitnesses, or whatever, is not something that would hold you back from getting partnerships at all. And I know this to be a fact because I have over 10,000 people that have taken my Pitch It Perfect program over the years that are in industries that you could never even imagine. Scuba diving, aerospace, cocktail creation, you know, bartending. I mean, you name it, they are in it and they have done it. So really the way to get partnerships in your niche, if you will, is to pinpoint what your dream partnerships are, which you actually do in module one of Pitch It Perfect. I give you a whole process of how to find them based on your brand values, how to curate it. And then you want to start doing daily outreach to them using the correct pitch. You need to know what to say, how to say it, who to say it to, and when, which I also give that to you in modules 3 and 4 of Pitch It Perfect. And then you can do this via DM and or email. I recommend both. And I show you inside Pitch It Perfect how to do it and what to say, because it's a little bit different between both of those. And then you want to do things like tag them in your, you know, Instagram stories or any content where you organically mention them. You don't want to just email or message a brand once and then give up. You want to be consistent. You want to follow up, which in module 5 of Pitch It Perfect, I share with you exactly how to follow up, how many times to follow up, what days of the week to follow up. That way you can be consistent and intentional about it. And this is why Pitch It Perfect has been around since 2016 and people still buy it every single flipping day. Why? Because it flipping works. Like, it's $5.97. You get the entire program. You get all of the bonuses. I go so deep into this inside Pitch It Perfect, and this is something that actually requires a course. So that's why I can't give you the whole thing like here on a podcast. But if you want this, if you want to work with brands, if you want to get paid to create all of the amazing content that you're creating, it doesn't matter how many followers you have. You could create UGC content. If you don't know what UGC content is, I teach you what that is and how to do it inside the program. I promise you, it's all that you need. It was the first program of its kind. It's still going strong. We still see success every single day from that program. You cannot go wrong. You can go to pitchitperfect.net. And if you want a savings, because if you go to pitchitperfect.net, you're going to see like the regular price, if someone were to go and buy it right now, is $8.99. But there's a way to get a savings on it to where it's $5.99. So if you want that, just DM me like, Julie, I want the Pitch It Perfect savings price. I'm ready right now. And I will send you a way to get the special savings, but that will expire in 24 hours. So don't DM me until you're ready to rock and roll. So just like DM me, I'm ready, Pitch It Perfect, and I will send you the special savings, but you got to buy within 24 hours because it expires after that. Okay, so we just have a few more questions. I feel like this has been fun and spicy today. I hope you've been enjoying it as much as I have. Okay, so someone asked, I've started to get more engagement, but I can't convert my followers. Okay, so this is a fun sales question. So if you're getting engagement but you can't convert them into followers, you're not selling them into followers, it could mean that they were like most likely attracted to a certain element in
the reel that they saw or, you know, whatever that they initially engaged with, but that when they went to your feed, your overall content and like the vibe there was lacking in that element. And so they decided not to follow. So if I were you, I would actually do a deep dive into your analytics and I would look at the videos that your followers are engaging with and see if there's a common thread, common like element in those videos. And it's kind of like this fun connect the dots game that you can do. And once you catch on to whatever that thread is that your audience is engaging with, allow that to inform your future content. So if doing that doesn't convert to more followers, I would be pretty dang shocked. But if it doesn't, then like hit me up on DM and like give me more context and I'll try to help you. But I think that's the ticket there. Okay. So someone said, my Instagram views have plummeted to being in the 100Ks to barely hitting 3K. Is it just me? So first, I'd be curious to know how quickly this happened to you and if there were other details involved. Like if you just one day woke up and it plummeted, that is not really something that I've ever heard of. Usually something like that, it's like a trend that's happening over time. So if you, maybe you took a break from posting, or you switched up your content, or, you know, maybe here's the other thing. And it sounds like this person, just based on their numbers, they've probably been creating content for a while. What I see happen a lot is that we have to be adaptable creatures on social media. So what I mean by that is that what I see happens a lot, going back to my thought process here, is that if you've been at this for a while and you've been creating content for a while, what worked for you back in 2018, 2020, 2022 is probably not going to work the same way for you. It doesn't mean that your niche has to change or your content has to change, but the way that you're positioning it, the way that you're showing up with it, the way that you're packaging it most likely needed to be adapted. And for whatever reason, you didn't adapt. So it was like, everyone else like kept going and you're still stuck like back in 2021 and you're like, I don't understand what happened. And so to me, that's most likely the case. Like if you used to be getting hundreds of thousands of views and like you weren't able to adapt with just the evolution of growth on Instagram and you started to see a decline, you need to go back and you need to look at your analytics as to what is really hitting the mark for people and what isn't, and double down on what's hitting the mark. Stop doing the things that worked for you 3 years ago, 2 years ago. They just may not be working for you anymore. But like, allow yourself to be adaptable. The ones that can be more adaptable do sustain. Okay. So somebody else asked, I feel like I can just endlessly scroll on inspiration and then I don't have a boundary and I waste a lot of time. Okay. So here's the thing. I think that it is so important when you are creating anything, and I kind of talked about this at the beginning of today's episode, you have got to keep blinders on. It's just going to help with your creative energy and flow, and it helps make sure that you're creating content, again, that's enthusiastic for you and that lights you up. So if you're someone who draws inspiration from scrolling, that's totally fine. I do that. I draw inspiration from scrolling. But you have to 1,000,000%, like literally set a timer for yourself. I actually talk about this in module one of TBA. I use something called the Pomodoro technique. You can get the app, but like I will give myself like at most like a 3 minute max to like scroll and be inspired. Most of the time I'm looking for like, what's a trending song that like made me stop scroll? What's a visual that made me stop scroll? What's a word that made me stop scroll? And then I'll ask myself like, why? And so that's really how I use it. But you really have to limit yourself, like 3 to 5 minutes max, because if not, you're going to get lost down the rabbit hole. And other things that I would do is just give yourself space, like again, away from like being online. Let's get offline and like in tune to us. Go outside, go for walks, let your brain have a little space, go have lunch with a friend. Like let the inspiration come to you naturally. I promise you, like you are a brilliant, beautiful, creative force of energy. And by not believing that, by not trusting that, you're blocking the creativity coming through you. You're blocking your authenticity from showing up online. You're blocking what you're really meant to do and what you're really meant to show us, what you're really meant to serve us up. So like, get offline, go bask in your own brilliance, and then come back and share that with us. That's how you show up better. That's how you share better. That's how you serve better. And that's how you sell better. So that's my recommendation there. Okay, let's see. Okay, I think this is the last question, guys. Can you tell us why our content is tanking? Okay, so I got this question from someone who DM'd me. So because they DM'd me and they asked me why their content was tanking, I could actually go and look at their feed. And so I let them know this, and I'm also going to share this with you. I am going to be brutally honest because, again, I don't gatekeep and I want to help you. They asked, so I shared. I could tell just from looking at their page for 0.2 seconds that they were overloading on that graphic content instead of creating more meaningful content that connected to their ideal buyer. And they're not using their captions to encourage audience engagement. And so I'm not going to call this account out for privacy purposes, but I felt that their brand, they were an actual brand. And so their focus should have been on providing additional information about their products and services and how it could actually benefit someone, because they were actually in the wellness space, of course, without being salesy. And there was none of that. It was just these really kind of like inauthentic, minimal graphics. It was pretty, but like, I don't care. Like, how does it serve me? And that's the thing. Like, at the end of the day, our followers don't care about us. They care about themselves. No one cares about what we're doing or what we're thinking or what's happening, because they're too busy thinking about themselves. They're too busy caring about themselves. And so when someone comes on your page, the first thing that they're thinking of is not you. They're thinking, how does this help me? How does this support me? How does this make me feel better? That's it. And so if that's not consistently and easily being shown to your ideal audience, to your ideal buyer, to your ideal follower, they're going to leave. They're not going to follow. They're not going to engage. So you have to ask yourself, is the content that you're creating, is it making people feel those things the second that they land on your feed? The second that someone lands on their feed, they should know exactly who you are, what you stand for, who you serve, and why it's important to them. And so I told this brand that if I were them, I would actually stop posting the graphic content and I would focus more on content that helps them establish more of who they are as a brand. And so some examples that I gave with them, and I'll give with you if this relates to you, is that you could show your product being made, share behind the scenes. People love that. If you have testimonials or reviews, highlight those. If there's a unique story as to how or why you created your brand in the first place, share that. Share your journey. Like, why are you in the wellness space? What happened? Like, were you sick and then you got better? Like, why wellness, right? And you can also use Instagram stories, again, to ask your audience for feedback, for reviews, for questions. That's just really going to pull them in and engage them into your world. Okay, so last question. Someone asked, will your Pitch It Perfect course help me if I'm starting with content creation? So the answer is yes and. So yes, Pitch It Perfect will help you. It's designed to really help you start to get clear on your brand values and really start to plan content that is attractive and juicy for brands to actually want to pay you. So that's kind of the lane that we focus on. And with that to say, the Brand Accelerator goes deeper. So Pitch It Perfect looks at content creation and how to create the content through the lens of getting paid brand deals. The Brand Accelerator, we have an entire module, really like three modules because they build upon each other. But the first half of the Brand Accelerator is all about you getting clear on your unique value proposition and then creating messaging and a brand story around that so you can create content that is sustainable and engaging for the long term. So it's not just focused on paid brand deals. It's focused on who you are as a brand and where it is that you're going. Again, it's about that visibility piece, becoming more known, all of the things that I help people specialize in. So it really just depends on what your focus is right now. Like, if you're just focused on paid brand deals, then Pitch It Perfect is for you. Like, that's the one to do. If you are focused more on like, Who am I as a brand? How do I stick out among the saturation? How do I create actual sustainability with the products and services that I am selling right now or want to sell one day? Because you have to have a strong brand foundation in order to actually get consistent buyers coming into your world. And that's where the Brand Accelerator comes in. And then I have something fun to announce very, very soon. Again, I mentioned it earlier, but me and my team are actually going to be launching a new experience, if you will, where we help you with a lot of the brand elements that I just shared, but then we take it a step further by actually doing it with you and like for you. We essentially become your team. And so we are going to be working with people who are ready to like have that kind of impact and support in their world. You know, they're ready to show up, share, serve, and sell in a whole new way. And they need the support. Like they need help with the tech. They need help with the processes. They need help with the automations. They need help building out a trust funnel. Like they need help with those things. That's what we're going to be doing with you and for you. So if you're interested in that, just DM me the word cohort. This is perfect for you if you are an online coach, an online service provider, if you run like an online education business, if you're a course creator, or if you're a content creator that wants to start really building out a bigger platform for yourself. Like, yes, you work with brands, but you want to start doing things in a bigger way. Maybe you want to write a book one day, you want to speak on stages, that sort of thing. You want to create more of a personal brand and personal image. This would be perfect for you. So I'm going to be sharing more soon. There's a lot more coming, but I would say go ahead and DM me the word cohort on Instagram if you're interested in that so I can add you to the interest list. All right, my friends, that was a lot. We are 59 minutes and 54 seconds in. I hope that this was juicy for you. This was so fun just to kind of like spitfire and just be with you and kind of have like a little coffee chat together. If you liked this style of the podcast, the Q&A style, please let me know. This allows me to, again, like do my own analytic deep diving to see what you like, what you don't like. If you want more of this, we can make that happen. So just, there's a couple of ways. You can screenshot today's episode. Let me know if you liked it. Share your biggest takeaway. Drop me a DM on Instagram at Joel Solomon. That's where I spend most of my social media time. Let me know what you liked about this. Or if you're really, really awesome, I would be so, 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 so grateful if you would actually leave a review of this podcast, either on iTunes or Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts, and just give me a quick review. Let me know what your biggest takeaway was, what you liked about this episode, what you like about the podcast, because not only does this help me and my team curate better quality, free, valuable content for you, but it allows other people that are maybe curious to listen to an episode or two. It allows them to know that this place is a trusted source of information. So I would be so, so grateful if you have just 2 minutes of your time today to do that. And with that, my friends, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being here. If this was your first time, I hope you come back. If this is your millionth time, I'll be seeing you next week, same time, same place. As always, thank you so much for joining me today and every week here on the Influencer Podcast. If you're wanting to dive deeper into the topics and discussions that we have here, I would encourage you to head over to juliesolomon.net and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It is in our amazing newsletter community that we are able to really support you on a much larger scale. And I love to do a ton of amazing things that I send inside your inbox every single week. So just head over to juliesolomon.net. You'll see a little spot there that you can add your information in, and you will get on the list and start receiving all of that good stuff.